News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Indian Army on Thursday said 18 soldiers undergoing treatment at a hospital in Leh are no more critical and are stable, while 58 soldiers at other hospitals should be back on duty within a week. At least 20 Indian soldiers were killed in the confrontation with the Chinese army in Ladakh's Galwan Valley earlier this week. No one is critical as of now. All are stable. 18 soldiers are at our hospital in Leh. They will be out on duty in about 15 days. 58 soldiers are at other hospitals. They should be back on duty within a week, news agency ANI quoted the sources saying. They added that the health status is as of Thursday afternoon. The 58 personnel that are at other hospitals have minor injuries, which is why an optimistic time frame of 1 week has been given for their recovery, added the sources. The army had earlier clarified that all soldiers are accounted for after the violent clashes with the Chinese army. Referring to a news report claiming that soldiers are missing in action, the army said all Indian troops are accounted for. It is clarified that there are no Indian troops missing in action, the army said in a statement. There have been reports that several Indian army soldiers were held captive by the Chinese army following the Galwan Valley clashes, in which 20 Indian army personnel, including a colonel, were killed. China has not yet released any casualty figures. At a media briefing, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Anurag Srivastava also said no Indian soldiers were missing since the clashes on Monday evening. Indian and Chinese militaries held a major general-level dialogue on Thursday for the third consecutive day on disengagement of troops as well as restoring normalcy in areas around the Galwan Valley. On Wednesday also, top Indian and Chinese military commanders talked at Galwan Valley over the violent clash, but the three-hour dialogue remained inconclusive at the end of the day. The dialogue was to ensure that Chinese People's Liberation Army pulls back all its troops from the Galwan Valley and remove all the military-grade tents which house them. Both the forces have redeployed troops at the site of the clash. Sources said that Indian Army officials have made clear to Chinese counterparts that they have to move back. Major General Abhijit Bapat, who is the commander of the Indian Army's 3 Division, raised several points with the Chinese officers with regards to the incident on the intervening night of June 15 and 16. The clashes were the biggest military confrontation in over 5 decades that has significantly escalated the already volatile border standoff in the region. Elections for 19 Rajya Sabha seats spread across 8 states will be held on Friday, with the contest in Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan promising to be a close affair between the BJP and the Congress. Voting for 18 seats were deferred. Later, the Election Commission announced polls for 4 seats in Karnataka and 1 seat each in Mizoram and Arunachal Pradesh. Of the 19 seats where polling will be held, 4 each are from Andhra Pradesh and Gujarat, 3 each from Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan, 2 from Jharkhand and 1 each from Manipur, Mizoram and Meghalaya. The election in Manipur is also likely to be interesting following the resignation of 9 members of the ruling coalition and the opposition Congress pressing for a no-confidence motion against the N. Biren Singh government. The BJP has fielded Laisemba Sanajauba, the titular king of Manipur, while the Congress nominee is T. Mangi Babu. In Karnataka, where elections were to be held for 4 seats, all the candidates, former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda, veteran Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge, BJP candidates Iranna Kadari and Ashok Gusti have been declared elected unopposed. BJP nominee Nabam Rebia was also elected unopposed to the lone Rajya Sabha seat from Arunachal Pradesh. The counting of votes for all the 19 seats will be held on the evening of June 19 itself, the Election Commission said. Legislators vote to elect candidates for the upper house of parliament. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements for the voting. Every voter, that is an MLA, will be screened for body temperature and will have to use mask and adhere to social distancing norms. Legislators having a fever or showing other symptoms will be kept in a separate waiting room. With many MLAs switching sides, the past few months have seen parties indulging in resort politics to keep their flock together. Several MLAs have been lodged in resorts to stop them from poaching by rival factions. India plans to impose higher trade barriers and raise import duties on around 300 products from China and elsewhere, 2 government officials said, as part of an effort to protect domestic businesses. The plan has been under review since at least April, according to a government document seen by Reuters, and is in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's recently announced self-reliance campaign to promote local products. The new duty structures are likely to be gradually outlined over the next 3 months, said the sources, who asked not to be named as the plan is still being finalized. India's Finance Ministry and Trade Ministry, which is involved in the discussions, did not respond to requests for comment. The government is considering raising import duties on 160 to 200 products and imposing non-tariff barriers, such as licensing requirements or stricter quality checks, on another 100, according to the officials. The decision will target imports worth $8 to $10 billion with the aim of deterring non-essential lower quality imports, which render Indian products uncompetitive, said the first official, who has direct knowledge of the plans. We are not targeting any country, but this is one of the ways to reduce a trade deficit that is lopsided with countries like China, the second official said. Bilateral trade between China and India was worth $88 billion in the fiscal year ending March 2019, with a trade deficit of $53.5 billion in China's favor, the widest India has with any country. Between April 2019 and February 2020, that is the latest data available, India's trade deficit with China was $46.8 billion. A separate industry source familiar with the matter said engineering goods, electronics and some medical equipment were among items being considered under the plan. A third government source said non-tariff barriers such as more stringent quality control certification could apply to imported products such as air conditioners. And the US Supreme Court on Thursday rejected President Donald Trump's effort to end legal protections for 650,000 young immigrants, the second stunning election season rebuke from the court in a week after its ruling that it is illegal to fire people because they are gay or transgender. Immigrants who are part of the 8-year-old Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program will retain their protection from deportation and their authorization to work in the United States, safe almost certainly at least through the November election, immigration experts said. The 5-4 outcome in which Chief Justice John Roberts and the four liberal justices were in the majority seems certain to elevate the issue in Trump's campaign, given the anti-immigrant rhetoric of his first presidential run in 2016 and immigration restrictions his administration has imposed since then. The justices said the administration did not take the proper steps to end DACA, rejecting arguments that the program is illegal and that courts have no role to play in reviewing the decision to end it. The program covers people who have been in the United States since they were children and are in the country illegally. In some cases, they have no memory of any home other than the US. Researchers have detected a strange repeating rhythm of fast radio bursts emanating from an unknown source outside our galaxy, 500 million light years away. Fast radio bursts, or FRBs, are short, intense flashes of radio waves that are thought to be the product of small, distant, extremely dense objects, though exactly what those objects might be is a long-standing mystery in astrophysics. FRBs typically last a few milliseconds, during which time they can outshine entire galaxies. Since the first FRB was observed in 2007, astronomers have catalogued over 100 fast radio bursts from distant sources scattered across the universe outside our own galaxy. Now astronomers have started to find bursts repeating in a pattern where they seem to switch off and on in a predictable pattern. The latest discovery, published in the journal Nature, sends out random bursts of radio waves over a 4-day window and then goes quiet for 12 days before beginning again. Researchers watched the bursts for more than 500 days, noting that the 16-day pattern occurred consistently over that time, making it the most definitive pattern yet seen. "This FRB we are reporting now is like clockwork," said study researcher Kiyoshi Masui from Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the US. "It is the most definitive pattern we have seen from one of these sources, and it is a big clue that we can use to start hunting down the physics of what's causing these bright flashes, which nobody really understands," Masui added. The latest FRBs were picked up by Chime, that was the first to pick up signals of the new periodic FRB source. In 2017, Chime was erected at the Dominion Radio Astrophysical Observatory in British Columbia, where it quickly began detecting fast radio bursts from galaxies across the universe, billions of light years from Earth. Chime consists of four large antennas, each about the size and shape of a snowboarding half pipe, and is designed with no moving parts. Rather than swiveling to focus on different parts of the sky, Chime stares fixedly at the entire sky, using digital signal processing to pinpoint the region of space where incoming radio waves are originating. From September 2018 to February 2020, Chime picked out 38 fast radio bursts from a single source, FRB 180916.J0158+65, which the astronomers traced to a star-churning region on the outskirts of a massive spiral galaxy 500 million light-years from Earth. The source is the most active FRB source that Chime has yet detected, and until recently it was the closest FRB source to Earth. As the researchers plotted each of the 38 bursts over time, a pattern began to emerge. One or two bursts would occur over 4 days, followed by a 12-day period without any bursts, after which the pattern would repeat. This 16-day cycle occurred again and again over the 500 days that they observed the source. These periodic bursts are something that we have never seen before, and it is a new phenomenon in astrophysics, Masui said. The researchers noted that the blast could also be the result of a binary system, such as a neutron star orbiting around another neutron star or black hole. The pattern could be the result of the orbit between and the interaction between the two objects, which would explain their regular pattern, they concluded. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.